My name is Jolo Castro, and you're now listening to A Millennial's Third Eye.
Do you know what pisses me off? The media's obsession with blaming me.
Are millennials spoiled babies?
This is an intensive. It's about two and a half hours. It's live. It's with myself.
Crystals. Make sure you got your crystals. Cleanse everything. Cleanse your eyes. Holy water.
Millennials stink.
Millennials have it too easy.
Millennials are the absolute cheapest.
Have you met someone and you're wondering, are they my twin flame?
Are the absolute cheapest.
Now, consequence, Dave.
They are ruining Halloween.
The skin generation.
Millennials. Blame it on the millennials.
Well, you signed a soul contract to be with it.
Not to be friends with your entities, you're so unaware.
Unaware? I was born with Saturn in the second house and my moon rising, okay?
An emotional connection, but there's a soul connection that is undeniable. Some people believe that twin flames are the same soul divided into two different bodies.
Spiritual awakening. Very, very different from what was happening before, where our spiritual awakening tends to occur a little bit more slowly in more of a linear fashion. Now suddenly everything is accelerating.
We're here to have some fun, hang out with Candace, maybe have a guest, maybe laugh at you, maybe you laugh at me. Let's have fun. A millennial's third eye, bitch. I'm a psychic. What's going on, everyone? This is another episode of Millennial's Third Eye. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the power of the mind. I got my special guest and friend, Holly, joining me today. And also, what else is going on? Updates. I know that some of the shows changed a little bit for scheduling. We're going to get around that. Don't forget to check out the social media links. Also, Holly's link is in the episode as well. And without further ado, what's up, Holly? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Joe. Thanks for having me today. And I would just want to say that intro is pretty epic.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, my God.
For a really long time.
Love it.
I always wanted to have this intro that was like something like millennial. And then I just like YouTube something with millennial in it. And I just cut it up and I had some fun. So I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it was really cool. That's definitely something that could brighten people's day. Just listen to that intro. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. So we met a while ago. How many years has it been? It's been
A couple of years now. I think we've known each other through some mutual friends. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a
Never
minute.
Never been on the show before. Listened a few times.
Oh well, I'm glad I didn't know that.
It's pretty cool.
I thought you were already on the show before.
I was supposed to be on the show one time. Something happened, I think, and I can't remember what. It was a few years ago, I believe. I was supposed to be on.
Everything happens. The schedule changes, divine timing, but today you made it, and I'm glad you could join us.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about let's talk about you real quick. You're an intuitive as well. Share a little bit about yourself
for
everyone listening.
So, yes, I'm also an intuitive psychic. I use tarot cards as my main tool mostly. I also have clairvoyant visions when I do my readings. So sometimes I'll just get glimpses and images, and sometimes I'll get a word or a phrase. It'll just come to me. I just kind of go with the flow when I do my readings mostly. But that's pretty much about me. I've been doing readings for, let me think. 2008, I want to say. So it's been a long time. I've been reading tarot. So yeah, it's a good time. I love it. I'm passionate about it. It's mostly about just kind of helping people for me than anything else. And, you know, helping them along their journey. I have a lot of long time regular clients that I love, that I can see the progressions that they've made through the years in their own lives. And especially like when they kind of come to you, come back to you, it's, that's what it's about for me. And they're like, hey, you know, because of you, like, you helped me so much over the years, like, it's been great, and you've definitely been an inspiration. That's what it's about for me. It's about the feedback, the ability to be able to help others more so than anything else. I think that's probably true for most of us that care about what we do and we're passionate about this. So I identify with the word helper than anything else when it comes to, you know, labels that they give us in the psychic community.
Absolutely. So let's talk, when I talk about topics and whatnot, like if anything comes to mind for you or anything that you remember for your own stuff, like, because the spiritual journey has been like, life is the spiritual journey, you know what I'm saying? So power of the mind,
life
to be honest
is the
with
journey.
You,
yeah.
You know, life is the journey. I felt like for some reason to put this topic up, I had no, like, I was like, I feel it, so let's do it, and we'll see what comes up. But
yeah, the power of the mind is a great topic. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely feeling that because it really is all about that. It is about our mind and how we allow it to create our reality. Because the mind is the main tool that creates the reality. It's very important.
It is very important. Do you remember anything specific that you might have went through that you really like caught yourself or you learned to maybe master it? I think a lot of people sometimes think too that you have to overthink.
So,
like, go ahead.
So yeah, like I guess on my spiritual journey specifically, I've always kind of been a spiritual person since as long as I can remember, back to childhood. But I feel like the defining moment for me, I was in my early 20s when I first found tarot. It was through an older friend. She was like a mentor guide, and I was going through some really dark stuff. And when she told me that I have an ability and a gift, that I should be using it as a tool to channel how I'm working, because a lot of my energies and stuff I was picking up, she told me, were not mine. So like I struggled for a long time with like anxiety and stuff like that. So I would like this, like that's probably my first awakening to it, was somebody bringing it to my attention that you're an empath. You are feeling other people's stuff and you don't know what to do with it. So it's making you feel things that aren't even yours. That's why you're having these panic attacks and anxieties that you have no idea where they're coming from. It's because you're picking them up from other people. So that's probably the first time I feel like the power of the mind has like helped me on my spiritual journey, when I first had that initial like spark. I wouldn't say it was like an awakening, but it was a spark to discover that, to more explore into my own mind and my own spiritual self, and to get to know me on a deeper level, to understand my own mind, what I'm feeling, and everything else like that.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
For me, it took like, I don't know, I had stages, and I still like, I go back to references and getting in tune with ourselves is like one of the biggest things. But trusting and I think the challenge for me sometimes is being in the moment, and even though we have like these worries that we can have, it's learning
Absolutely.
To let go.
I definitely mm-hmm. can relate to that for sure, 100%.
Even, you know, there's so many different topics, love and relationship when it falls apart or something difficult. And it's like, it's almost like we're supposed to, our normal and being, if you're not sad or upset, then something's wrong. And I think by learning to let go.
And it's like, it's because of the trauma, you're like, okay, everything's fine. What's going to happen, right? And it can become like a negative spiral if we're not careful. We don't catch ourselves in that ability to be in the moment. I struggle with that too. Like, I think everyone does. It's a human trait. It's just more people are open to talk about it than others. It's like, hey, I'm human. I have this emotion. I'm feeling it. And then being able to kind of process it. For me, I know personally, like, if something happens, it takes me sometimes a day or two to, like, be like, yo, it's going to be all right. And but it usually happens because I have that self-awareness. And I that's all I want for everybody else, is for everybody else to gain that type of self-awareness where they can bring themselves back into reality and look at the bigger picture of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you, like, for your, I'm very big on being the spiritual person, or being that person that's like sharing about life, in the sense of, like, I think a lot of people have this image that we're like perfect people. Like, we have everything in line.
Right.
What are some changes that you went through that kind of reference the power of the mind? Like, because I know, like, you went through, over the years, like everyone has, like, you went through some shifts in evolution.
Absolutely. So I look at life now like we're constantly shifting. There's constant change always going on, always happening. So probably one of the biggest things, the biggest struggles for me to come through was a few years ago, I decided to stop ignoring the terrible signs in my marriage, that it was very toxic. It was horrible, a horrible place for me to be. I looked at it as like, we have this family life, this whole structure, right? The, what do you call it? Like the American dream, the white picket fence, like the outside world sees us as everything's all right and okay. But really on the inside, everything was not okay. And I felt the need for a long time to uphold that facade. And once I gave myself permission to stop portraying myself as something I wasn't or someone who I wasn't, and not caring. Really, it's about caring what other people think. To an extent, we're always going to kind of care what other people think. So once I let go of the ability to care what other people think, I did gain the strength, the courage, and everything in me to take my own power to go for what I wanted. And what I wanted most was to be out of a relationship where I wasn't happy, where my needs weren't being met, where I felt trapped, to be honest. I felt trapped for a long time. So, and the only person that made me feel trapped, I know, was me, not him. I don't blame him. Like, whatever happened between us doesn't matter anymore. But it was the fact that deep down, I was not happy. I was not happy. And I needed to be okay with allowing myself to find happiness, to not care what anyone thinks. I lost everything in the process. My house, my children left. They all left me, everything at first. Everything's kind of, you know, the children come back now, but it's just, I had to be willing to lose everything to be able to start to own that truth in a way that I could change my life to start having it align with what I want.
Did you got to a point where you had to really, like, for me, I remember sometimes I had a hit, like,
the panic attacks were horrible too. Like, they were horrible. It was every day. I went to therapy for three, four months straight. I couldn't go to work. When I first decided this, it was like a really bad dark night of the soul. That was the spark. That's what happened, the anxiety trigger. I didn't know what it was at first. And then all of that came out of me. And once I owned it, the anxiety started to alleviate itself. But I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I lost like almost 30 pounds. It was crazy. Everyone thought I was going insane because I wasn't telling anybody what was going on, truly, except for like one or two people.
Oh, yeah. When you go through those spiritual moments, too, they're not just normal. It's like emotional moment.
And it is. It's
like,
even though it's like real life stuff, it's still spiritual. It's still very spiritual.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know about you, but Also, you know, what I noticed, and I'm not sure if everyone is the same, but from when I started this journey, it was like, it was really, well, when I got to the social media part, it was very active. And I don't know what happened recently, but I feel like it kind of got, it slowed down. And it's not, I'm trying to always like get back to this high activity of people and and it just kind of like slowed down a little bit over the year. And I don't want to say the COVID word blaming shit, but I feel like things kind of transitioned. But I'm also feeling like there's a big wave coming in too. Like there's, it's going to come back with this because it comes in waves.
I agree.
I guess I'm asking what's your vibes on that? What do you feel?
So, yeah, I feel like the platforms are changing with the times. Like Facebook's kind of dead. I did recently restart a new Facebook page and it's been doing pretty good so far. I started a few days ago, as I think that's the one you posted. But it seems like Instagram's more active, TikTok's active, very active. I've gone live on TikTok a few times, and it, every time it's like new people, it's a lot of people, and people I've never talked to before. I always gain like probably 20 or 30 followers each time I do a live on there, just from, I guess, people scrolling. It's just, I guess it's kind of, you got to kind of gravitate with what's in, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And the algorithms, they're always changing them, of course. So you got to kind of do different things and see what works and what doesn't work.
I finally made it to TikTok Live. It was like...
Did you? That's
yeah,
awesome.
It took me a long time to get 1,000 followers, but I went and did
it.
It
does, but that's okay.
And then I, you know, like when you achieve a goal and then you're like, all right, now what? Like I went live on it. Yeah, it's like, man, now I got to do this, like, I should do more lives. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm avoiding my own, and I do that sometimes.
Right. I get it. I totally am a person.
We avoid what we really want.
What we really want to do. Yeah, because it can be scary because, right, once we achieve that goal, like you said, now what? We have to make a new goal. And that is also the human journey. I actually think I just posted something on this the other day. No matter how many goals you achieve, as a human being, we're always going to be, okay, we achieved this goal, now what? What's next? What you got? What you got, life? What can I do next? And then, you know, you kind of got to like a little bit of a waiting period before you kind of figure out what you want your next goal to be, your next big goal. So, yeah, I can definitely relate to that. And then kind of you kind of reserve yourself and set yourself back a little bit because, like, you know, once you get to that goal, now you got to figure out something else. You got to figure out what you want to do next.
Right.
And
I think it's like I have this silent expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, expectations are normal.
And
I mean, we all can't be, you know, not to offend anybody, but we can't all be Buddhist monks with no expectations in life, you know?
Right. And I think I have this silent expectation at the same time. I don't even know what the expectation is. And and I say all this stuff because I sometimes need to let it out even from myself. And at the same time, let everyone know, too, like, this is the process I go through in self-realization. Maybe it doesn't happen all today, but I know you're not supposed to compare your past to the present. And I keep thinking sometimes about how big it was for me before and how many people there were. And I'm like, no, don't do that, Joe. You're ruining. It's like I'm telling myself why it's not worth it. And it's not that it's not worth it. It is. So this is the power of the mind. And I guess what I really need to hear myself say and also share with the world, too, is, like, putting that motion, putting it into motion, like, starting that new pattern. And once you start the new pattern, at first it's like, okay, all right. And then you realize, like, oh, no, I actually really like doing this, and you do it more freely. And that's what I'm really in the process of doing. Like, even the radio show. I was doing it for a while, and I talked about it with someone, and I realized how passionate I was about it. So I started doing it again. And got to let go of expectations.
Yes. Got to let go of the expectations the best that you can once you realize that you have it and you know what it is. And, you know, is it really worth the inner struggle that it, you know, creates in the, you
right.
know, the power, you know, letting go. The power of letting go is a very strong thing to be able to do. It takes a lot of practice, and no matter how good we get at it, we're never going to be perfect at it. At some point, we're going to build an expectation again. We're going to lower our guard. It's just the way of life. I feel that way. I feel very strongly about it. There's no way to become like this. I don't feel like we're supposed to. I feel like every experience is there for a reason, whether we're struggling with it or we're not struggling. It's there to help us learn.
Absolutely. So what's going on in your mind and your life? What do you want to talk about? You have the ball. What's something that you...
I have the ball.
You have the ball.
Hmm.
Anything.
Well, anything. Let's see. You know, I live a pretty simple life, so I try not to overthink things. Things have been a little crazy for me. I've had some recent transitions going on, but
okay. We're
adapting. So just, you know, without getting too much into my personal self, but I may be talking about like being able to adapt, and to change.
You know,
which
it's funny
is
something you
mentioned also that people struggle, like people struggle with the adapting to changing.
I love that you brought that up. So over the years, I had, you know, we have relationships. I had a toxic relationship for a while, and it sucked because, you know, you lose yourself to find yourself, to lose yourself again, and that's what happened with me. And I'm grateful for all the things that I've been through, and because you learn more. And so I learned to love myself again and get back on the horse. And the horse, I mean, like my happiness and life. And so I wound up meeting someone. And for the first time ever, which is, it sounds embarrassing, but I'd rather be honest and true about it. I realized like I never really properly built a friendship before dating or before taking
That's
it to
so
another
important.
Level. And
yeah.
so we were building this friendship for a while, and it was a couple months, and you know, there was little tiny things that happened, and they were great because I learned that this person is really well at handling who I am, and we were, you know, learning more about each other. And so recently we decided to take it serious to the next, you know, make it official. And so I'm very happy.
Right.
But you mentioned something I thought about. And this is going to be a challenge for me. And I'm not jumping there yet. It's just a thought I had. And eventually, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some sort of move happening. And it might be
mm-hmm.
me. This is my mind thinking sometimes. It might be me. It's my intuition. And my thoughts were adjusting, right? What if I do live with her? And this is something that I've had a problem with in the past, because in the past, I didn't love myself. I didn't know what I needed. I didn't know about personal space, or I needed Joe time. And I was always running from Joe because I wanted something else to make me happy. And so I didn't know what I needed. And living with someone was a challenge. And I know that there's going to be challenges, but being at my home now, right, I don't have – I'm not saying there's anyone up my ass, but I can go do what I need to do. And I know where to go for my space, or there's that ease. But that's comfortability. And I know that in order to grow, we need to be uncomfortable. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting you brought that up. And I guess adjusting, for me, I know that.
Yeah.
I know it's in the future. typically I'd say don't worry about the future, be in the present moment.
It's like
when that time comes.
Just think of it as realigning with who you are in this new space. And it takes time, so it's an adjustment. It's not going to be perfect. It's just telling yourself it's a realignment. Things will align and things will be okay. And if it's something that you really want, right, with this person and you're very serious, and I do commend you for building a friendship first. It's very, very important. That's the same for me with my relationship that I'm in now. We were friends for a very long time, and it was completely platonic before it was anything else, which I feel like that it can build a very strong foundation for a long-term relationship and understanding each other. So if you're friends first, you know each other, you're understanding each other, because you don't have that the only connection that you've gained was through like a romantic one, was just a romantic or sexual connection first. It wasn't about that. There was a foundation that came from.
Right.
And being able to commit to that and then, you know, change your life and your lifestyle. I mean, that's literally what I did. I moved 2,000 miles away to be with my person. But to me, I truly and fully believe that this was what I was meant to do. And I still believe that a year later, because actually it's been almost 1 year since I've gotten here. We actually, this time last year, we were road tripping out here. So it's been a year since I've been here, and I don't regret anything. Things have been great for the most part. There's been, you know, there's been changes adapting. Like I said, we're going through adapting. My oldest son recently finally moved out here with us. So that's been what we've been adapting to mainly right now. So, but yeah, adapting is important. Things change and we just kind of go with the flow, especially if we hold on to what's the important stuff, the big stuff, like the bigger picture. What do you want out of this, right?
Right. You're right, the bigger picture. I remember, too, the word adapting brought me back to the beginning of my awakening. And I was really depressed, and I was afraid to quit my job and just stay at home because I needed to love myself. I needed to really, like, let myself, because I would go to work depressed and feel like I was stuck in jail or something. And it wasn't bad. It was just, like, I felt like I didn't have control over my life. And I remember finally realizing I wasn't making decisions for Joe. I was making decisions for other people so they were happy with me. And so when I let go of that fear and I stayed at home, it was an adaptive state. And typically we would think, like, what's next? What do we do? I mean, I need to worry about money. And I remember just being happy. I was the happiest I've ever been. I woke up in the morning and I was just, I can't explain it. It was like, I remember saying to myself, you know what? I'm going to lay in bed a little longer just because I'm so happy. I want to embrace this moment. And it was like the first time ever I was super in touch with myself, and it made me really happy. But adapting is such a great topic, a topic on its own, honestly, because
it really is.
It's like taking a leap of faith. Yeah. It's an ability, and like everything else in life, right? We have to go through experiences, job, career, education. Go to school was one thing. Putting into practice and learning the experience through that too was another. And it's taking that skill and being able to adapt in any scenario and being able to – when it comes – look, we're human. We are human. I think it's important to even rant about how you feel. Hopefully you got people around you that are cool.
Yeah, you're like, human. Right. It's important to, especially if you have a following, let them know, like, hey, I'm human too. Like, I'm not perfect. And like you said in the very beginning of the show, the people get like this high energy from us. They think that we're perfect people, but we're not. And it's important to show people that we are human. We don't we have these abilities, but we're also human mostly, most of the time.
Yeah. The other part of me is I'm reptilian. We're not all bad people. We're not all bad.
Right.
I got more to that.
All the star people.
I like when people are like
star people.
Star people.
Right, that's like me. My zodiac sign controls the fact that it's hard for me to change because I'm a Taurus. So that's what they would tell me unless you know your whole astrology chart, and then you know your other signs are different things.
That's a big topic these days, and I'm not saying it's definitely
astrology.
Like, astrology, the moon signs, it's all something. It really is. I mean, but people
really
like
all a Taurus, moon, and sun. So I get double whammy there with a Cancer rising. So my emotions like to come onto the surface. And then my Venus is in Gemini. So that's where my adaptability for love comes in. Like I can adapt for love. So that's what happens for me.
I'm a Cancer rising. We should talk more about that. Adapting for love. That's interesting. We have a caller if you want to take a call. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Let's take a call. That sounds fun.
All right. We got area code 805. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Donna. I'm from California. How are you?
Good, Donna from California. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hi, Donna.
I don't know if you gave little readings, mini readings, or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what we're here. We're doing. We're chatting. And I do different shows throughout the week. I do like an evening show, a morning show. We're doing one now. So we do readings throughout them, though. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, I've got two little questions. One, the finance is getting better through luck, windfall, inheritance, something like that. And then also about meeting someone because I'm all by myself and I'd like to meet a partner.
You said through windfall or like?
Yeah, luck, stuff like that. Yeah, because I'm on a fixed income, so I'm not going to make it from working, you know. I'm retired.
Yeah, I'm really not getting anything with like the lottery right now. I'm not getting for money. There's some stuff that you really need to focus on because having hope is one thing. But you have some concerns around finances that are blocking the money to come in. And what was your other question? Usually I don't take questions first, but you beat me to it, so it's all right.
Oh, about a partner coming in for me. Male partner.
There's a lot of changes that need to be made. I don't know there's some things that you need to let go of, and you've been too comfortable. And I know it's easy to blame the finances or the circumstances, but nothing's changing because you haven't changed anything. And I don't know if you thought about moving. I don't know if you thought about selling things that you need to let go of. But it's kind of like waking up every day, having your coffee, kind of like doing a couple of things around the house. And then like, when is this ever going to change? And you need to start making some changes with your life, with you, and also working on yourself in different ways. I'm going to pass the ball to Holly.
I'm getting some stuff for you, Donna, too. There's something from your past specifically that's holding you back. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is, and it's extremely painful for you to talk about it, and you don't have to talk about it or even think about, like, you kind of push it to the back of your mind. I don't know what it is, but I also I'm seeing that in order for you to move forward, like with all these blocks that you're having financially, with meeting a person, you have to kind of be able to move into being able to own what has happened. And you don't have to share or say anything, but I can feel that there's definitely something, and you know what it is. You already know. And it's about owning what happened and coming to terms with it and being able to talk about it. And then I'm getting this vision of you being able to talk about it with someone specific, and that will lead you to meeting someone actually.
Okay.
So I don't know where this is. It seems like maybe some type of group, like through a group, like I see you in a group talking, and so either a physical group or it could be like an online like Facebook group, any type of group, like it's, but it's a group, a community of people where you can express and talk about whatever this issue is and be able to. And I feel like you will actually meet a person through that once you start through this healing process that you kind of need to go through.
Mm-hmm. I did pull some cards to you while you were talking. I got the Nine of Pentacles in reverse as a subject, and also the obstacle is the Seven of Cups in reverse. So there's something mm-hmm. about the lack of abundance, the lack of things working out for you. And as for me, Pentacles aren't just about finances. It's about the things that you've wanted in life that hasn't come fully to fruition, or the things that you've hoped for hasn't really come through. The obstacles of the Seven of Cups in reverse talk about the lack of your desires really coming to manifestation. So what I really recommend as well, and I do agree with Holly, you need to get out of your routine. You need to go places and go do different things to meet new people, because it's not going to just happen. Someone's not going to knock on your door. Money can come in, but it's not going to come in by you just playing lotto. And it's also going to come in more when you see the opportunities presenting themselves in ways that are going to excite you, working some volunteer thing or being a part of something that isn't necessarily work. It's just, you know, it's fun, something different. I hear it again. You need to sell things that you don't need to hold on to anymore. Go through your things, because mm-hmm. this is releasing energy that needs to be released so you can bring in. Sometimes we have to let go of stuff to bring in more stuff. I'm not saying it's stuff, it's money and opportunity. But with this Seven of Cups in reverse, you've given up in a way internally and subconsciously. You want, but at the same time, you need to be more detailed about what it is you really want. What type of person do you really want to be with? What type of person, and start to think, and this is also, we're talking about the power of the mind today, the topic. The power of the mind is, start believing that these things are coming into your life, but don't make it so complicated, like, oh, it's the lottery. Money comes to me effortlessly. The person that I'm meant to be with feels like this. When I'm with them, it feels like this. Get more detailed into it. But you need to believe more in what you want, and you also need to let go of this worry or concern, all right?
Yeah, yesterday I was driving in the car and I saw this guy in the car, and I don't know why, but all of a sudden I had all these feelings that I'm going to be traveling soon, and yeah, it was just wonderful. It was a great feeling to have. So it must have been like intuition or something.
Well, if that's what you feel, you're going to be traveling soon, that's something that would happen with me, and then you have mm-hmm. to trust that.
Follow
but the
that
other thing
intuition.
Too is,
yes.
Yeah. Don't overcomplicate it. So it's coming up soon, and yeah. you'll have this moment of either traveling or there's going to be an opportunity to. So, but you will, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm excited. Well, I've been doing a lot of work on myself. I've been 2.5 months doing intermittent fasting. I fast for 23 hours, and I have one meal of vegetable, salad, avocado, and a small piece of protein. And I feel great. I've never had so much energy. I'm just happy all the time. And I think it's because of the intermittent fasting I'm doing that I've done for 2 months now.
Well, all right. So you're happy all the time.
It's very good for your spiritual self, too, to cleanse and detox. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good that you're happy all the time. But so with this money thing happening and this relationship, what is it that's – I want you to kind of feel this through. What do you feel like is blocking you?
What, I'm not getting out enough. I'm not joining groups and things like that.
Socializing is very important.
Yeah, I'm not socializing enough. I'm concentrating on myself and self-love. I mean, even I'm washing my hair and afterwards, I mean, I was just so happy with my hair and I'm just loving myself. And so I guess maybe I needed this time to do that, you know?
Yeah.
There's self-love, but there's also loving yourself that you deserve to go out and meet people.
Yeah.
And you got that.
The ability, right? You get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm loving myself. So once you're comfortable and you're confident in that, you're going to have to like branch out, make yourself more vulnerable. Vulnerability is like a word that I'm getting for you as well. Being able to be vulnerable a little bit.
Mm.
Not too vulnerable that you like you put yourself in danger, but vulnerable to the point where it's like, okay, I can go out and I can meet people and people are going to like me. And you have to have like this, these beliefs and that I'm going to make new friends. And, you know, don't necessarily go into it with the intention of meeting a partner, but meeting a friend, meeting someone that you can confide in, somebody
yeah.
that will be there for you and be important. We were literally just talking about the importance of building a friendship and a foundation on something for something that will last longer than just something that's more surface level. I mean, even if you're just only connecting on an emotional level, you want to build a friendship, have common interests, things that you like to do together, just having a good time, and then building a deeper connection with a person. So you'll get there.
Yeah, companionship more looking for, actually. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. You two have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You too.
All right, so I didn't have enough time before to add some 80s. I'm trying to see if I have some 80s in here. We'll take a little music.
All right.
But that, see, that's like being human, right? And I want to see what you think about this too. I think this happens to a lot of people. We'll have things in our life that are going good or we're content. And we're like, you know, when are we going to meet someone or when is this going to happen? And there's so many things that happen that for me that I've noticed was that the more I networked with people or I was participating in conversations with people, there would be some sort of connection in ways. But we always want something, and there's a mixture of reasons, I think. So what do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. It's very much, I feel like, it comes back to expectation.
Yeah.
It really just kind of comes back to that.
Expectation. And if so for me also, reminds me of determination and belief. So
I
really want to
right.
achieve this goal or receive this, I put this momentum into it. And I, you know, I'm a very talkative person. So I'll say hello to people, strangers. Hi, how are you? I think one of the things that made me sad was when I was doing my internship when I was younger in the city, and I would be on the subway, and all these people are like by themselves, quiet. And it's like everyone's looking for love. Everyone's going home sad and lonely. It's like, well, maybe not everyone, right? But I'm looking around. This is how I'm observing it. Everyone wants to meet someone, but not everyone's willing to start a conversation. If they are, they're like, why are you talking to me? It's very defensive.
Right. Well, because that's just the world we live in, I feel like. And sadly, but, you know, vulnerability is hard for people, or opening up or just, you know, engaging in conversation with people they don't know. Like, you know, when we're younger, our parents taught us don't talk to strangers. And
right.
it just sticks with people into adulthood, and then they just kind of like mind their own business, because if we don't mind our own business, then we're going to cause problems or you know, things like that. It really is about conditioning too, like what we've been conditioned to learn and about other people. Or I feel like that also kind of comes with how you were taught younger and, you know, what your core belief system is, really. What is your core beliefs on talking to other people? Like, what do you believe about people? Well, how do you feel about humans in general? Like, I feel like it's on an individual level, it's different for everyone.
Yeah. And it's not easy going to your belief system, because a lot of times you don't even realize, like, oh, I have this limited belief.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Conscious mind. It's not something you can just plug into the computer and go, oh, there's the problem. Limited belief, number one. We want to change that, because a lot of people, look, money's a big topic. Money's a big topic for many different reasons. And I think as much as people want something, regardless of money, it's also this, there's a limited belief of receiving such a, you know what, let's not put an amount on it. Love. Love is really the common energy for everything. So people think that they aren't deserving of this love in the universe and the belief of the universe and the matrix of it and the love. So there comes all this stuff, and it's like, it gets annoying sometimes. And trusting the process, man, trusting the process for me has taught me, as much as we want something right now, it comes in stages. Sometimes it comes in a longer period of stages. You're meant to live this experience through these stages. And then things come in. And then this comes in. It all aligns with it. But we have to go through life and navigate it. It gets complicated.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It really does come down to that, though. What we've all learned.
It's kind of like you got to put all the energy in now and then later on it kind of plays out. But all right, let's take a break. I'll pick a song here and we'll come back. And let's pick one. All right, this one.
And yawn and stretch and try to come alive. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. But a way to make a living. Barely getting by. With no taking and no giving. They just use your mind. And they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you. Them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5 for service and devotion, you've a teacher but deserve a fair promotion. Fun to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. And no giving, they just use your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you say it. Working 9 to 5, but a way to make a living. Getting by, it's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you say it. Working 9 to 5.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, Mariska Hargitay, Speedy. Yeah. Ride them cowboys.
Yeah. Mariska Hargitay, Holly. So are you on Mariska Hargitay?
Nope.
No?
No.
What do you mean?
Oh.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you get what I was saying?
What did you say?
The movie, the song that I played, there's an actress named Mariska Hargitay, but they use it like namaste, like as a joke.
Oh, that's funny. No, I didn't see that. What movie
is
it?
I was saying Mariska Hargitay to you, and you were like, what? No. No. I was like,
no,
what's going on?
I don't know what that is. No. Like, what are you talking about?
The Love Guru.
Gosh,
I believe it's the Love Guru. So what social medias are you on?
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, of course, TikTok. Pretty much it.
What are you doing any services?
I've offer readings anytime, usually.
Right. What do you, I figured
right
for
now
everyone
it's a
listening.
Lot of, right now it's like a lot of, because we're coming up on the end of the year, I get like a lot of requests for like a yearly reading, like for the year ahead. That's pretty common for me this time of year.
Ooh.
People seem to
like
enjoy that. Yeah, I do
that
like to do those. They're really, yeah, they are. They're really,
make
they're
sure
really
you go
fun
check
to
out.
Do. They take a long time, yeah.
Do you do it all over like the phone or Zoom, or do you like the year
so
type it out?
So mostly I do either. I don't type them out anymore. I used to, but I mostly do audio recordings, and it seems to be very popular with people, especially because they're super busy. So me being able to send you a recording that you can just put your headphones in, listen to at your own leisure. I send pictures that kind of go along with the reading, and I either send it through email, Facebook Messenger, however the person reaches out to me is totally fine. But I do phone readings occasionally, not as often because I kind of have like weird schedule that I keep. So usually my availability doesn't line up with anybody else's. So the recorded sessions usually are my main source of readings, which people like it because they're busy. So it's nice for them. And I don't have to keep to an appointment. They don't have to worry about keeping to an appointment. I usually tell them, okay, once you schedule or you book the reading or you pay for your reading, it's usually within 48 to 72 hours. I'll have time to do it somewhere in there, and then you can listen to it at your leisure. And
nice.
Then, of course, afterwards, I'll offer, like, they can, if they just want to, like, message through Messenger or whatever for any clarity that may come up. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, and I just kind of offer that as, you know, for free when I have time. And we can just kind of chat back and forth about something. If something specific comes up and they're like, well, does this have to do with this specifically? And I'm like, yes. I'll say yes or no or whatever my feeling is towards it.
That's right.
That's
all
how
right.
I kind of operate.
we got another caller. I figure we take this caller
and
then we'll wrap up the show. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm ready.
All right. We got area code 512. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Joe and Ken. It's Melissa, Colorado.
So we got Holly on today.
Nice.
Candace is not with us today. But thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Melissa from Colorado?
Yes, thank you, Joe.
You want to start, Holly?
I have
a
question.
Yeah, sure.
Question, please.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. So I have a male friend, and Joe, you really, I always hear your show, but I don't press one quite often. And because I know you do cooking, so I do follow you. I have a question.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be clear as possible because you're the professionals. So I have a male friend. And over a year now, and I know he has a business, you know, sometimes our business partners could be male, female, older, younger.
Hold on. Is this friend, like, distant from you? Do you guys, like, are you guys physically in the same area?
No, we're, like, about 1,000 miles away.
Really far. Okay. I know that you're going to ask a question, but this came in like fast. What do you want or hope to happen here? Because I don't see any changes happening anytime soon.
Oh, okay. Do you know who I'm speaking of?
You mentioned to me about a guy friend, and I felt already this kind of romantic thing happening. And then I heard my guides tell me that they are very far apart. And that's why I didn't want to be rude or interrupt. But so what are you hoping to happen here?
Oh, wow. You know this, sir. I'm hoping everything with time framing. I'm not really sure what's going to happen later on. Like he is a lot into me, but sometimes we have arguments. Maybe I said the wrong thing, but it's not vulgar. It's very like upset. Nothing like.
Is it kind of like when you ask him about seeing each other, and then he kind of deflects it?
No.
Okay, what is the argument about?
He doesn't like nonsense. He doesn't like to hear drama.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm gonna go back to this. There's a lack of movement here. You got the Knight of Pentacles in reverse, so no one's really moving forward or making plans with coming together. And the obstacle is someone needs to make a decision, and this is either going to continue going this way, because I'm also hearing that no one's really interested in moving or changing their living situation, or they're financially not able to do it. There's a whole lot of things. And I also don't feel like there's some things being told to you.
Yeah, when she first started talking, I started getting this image of just somebody kind of like stabbing in the back. Like not to be gruesome, but that's what I was seeing. Like there's things like you don't know. There's something that's not being told to you. And not to interrupt, I was just, when you said that, I was like, yeah, that's what I'm seeing too.
No, you're good. Keep going.
Yeah. I also just, when I was pulling a card, I got the Ten of Wands reversed. So that's also no movement. Very specifically, it's a woman, and she's trying to climb this mountain in the image here. And she's got all of her stuff packed, but she can't go up the mountain when it's reversed. Like there's no movement. It's like maybe you're ready, but they're not ready, and they're not taking you as seriously as you're taking this situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You're taking it more serious than this other person. Not to, you know, we don't want to put a damper on it, but that's what I've seen.
No, that's what I get too.
There's just like a void of energy. I don't want to say that they're a bad person, either. I feel like genuinely, like they're a nice person, but they don't know how to. They don't know how to. Gosh, what's a good word for it? Handle who you are. There's just differences between the two of you that are hard for either one of you to kind of communicate or compromise on. So they're taking you less seriously now. It's almost as if they're kind of maybe trying to even back away or distance themselves.
Yep. They're either going to...
And it's
this
nothing
is what
you I... did wrong. There's nothing you did wrong or anything. You're being yourself, and they're being themselves, and it's okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, sorry. No, I do that a lot. There's two things that are either going to happen. It's either that you're going to start pulling away and realizing, like, this is not progressing the way it should, and you start realizing that it's not right, or they're actually going to be the ones that move forward, and you're going to be stuck. And not stuck in a bad way. You're going to be the one that's – because like Holly said, you have a lot more emotional involvement, and this is also why – things aren't progressing. It's 1,000 miles. There's still distance, and yeah, there's finances. But then there's an agreement, and there's also time involved here. I think a little bit too much more time for that not to be moving anywhere. And I'm going to be blunt with you here. you have to lift the shades up. And I say that meaning start being honest with yourself, because you deserve someone who's going to take action and want to build with you. And right now I'm seeing a whole lot of fantasy, like talking, and it's in, you're enjoying that time, but it's not going anywhere. And I don't see it moving anywhere. I see it lacking progress.
Real quickly, John.
Yeah.
Real quickly, because he told me that I didn't plan for this. He told me, like, later on he was going to leave his business partner and start something new.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with you or it's all talk. Later on, it's like eventually I'm going to do this stuff, and I don't see any of it happening. It's all I don't feel it.
Hmm.
The business partner to me seems like it's other something else too. Like, I'm going to be honest, I feel like it's some other relationship or something that he shouldn't be involved in.
Possibly. That's what I'm seeing this too, the same thing.
It's like when someone, I don't know, there's just, that's all I'm getting. And I could sit here and talk
and
about
especially
the lack of,
when you said, when she said that they don't like drama. Do you mean like when you bring up hard topics to talk about, they don't like drama?
Right.
That's more of like a gaslighting. That's a gaslighting.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought too. I'm glad you re-brought that up. All right. Well, what I recommend for you is pull back. Don't get too lost into that. Do what you want. It's your choice at the end of the day, but you deserve someone else that's going to work with you. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been 1 year and 7 months, and he's suddenly starting to get like pretty argumentative with me this past 3 weeks.
Yeah, there's something that he's trying to either push you away or hide from you. It's not worth it. And over a year and you're not together really, and you're a friend, but you're not. That's not for you.
And it's totally okay for you to have like these things that you want in a relationship. That's totally normal and perfectly fine to have that. And don't let anybody, you know, have you settling for something like that when you're worth more than that. You need to, if this person truly cares for you, they need to be willing to meet you where you are and in the space that you're in and come to a mutual space of loving. If that's not happening for you, the best thing for you to do is just kind of allow yourself the love that you're not getting from yourself and give it back to yourself that you're giving to him.
Yeah, one more thing on this. Was it I, because I tend to have a kind of temper that also offended him, he acted this way? So I think I also have to do something with it.
Well, it depends what you're angry about, because anger is normal in certain situations. You know, not that it's the greatest outlet, but it does happen to any person that's human. We get angry. It really just kind of depends on the source of your anger. Do you know what you were angry about? You don't have to share it.
Anything else, Mr. Joe? You think we're still going to be friends?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think you should stop worrying about, it sounds rude, but you need to not really worry about this individual. You could be friends, but it's not worth, how do I explain that? Don't lose your time and energy over this person. I think you're a great people person. I think you love people and you're very sweet and kind, but friends is fine, but you need to really look for someone who's going to be worth your time and energy, you know, your interest and, friends, sure. I don't think they're going to be of best interest to you, but I don't see why not. At the same time, you really should move forward in life. Don't let this person keep you occupied with and stuck. It's really over a year and a couple months. Time to get unstuck. Put your energy and time with someone who's going to be in your area, that's going to match you in ways that you need it and not waste your time. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye.
So we got one more caller, and then we can wrap this up.
That's cool.
Don't forget, everyone, to check out Holly's Facebook page in the link description of the episode. Show some love, and if you're interested, if you don't get a chance to get a little message from her today, reach out to her. She takes sessions, as well as me and so many people in the world. Area code 401, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Kerry, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
What's up, Kerry from Rhode Island? First of all, I want to ask you, do you like and follow my Facebook page?
Actually, I'm a first-time listener, so I was brought to this page or the show today
Divine
for a reason,
timing.
And I will. It was.
I want to be sarcastic and funny. Check it out. We're all over the world, social media. You need to really trust in what you already know and what you tell people, because you're already picking up on people's stuff. You've already felt an intuition and guide when it comes to trusting people. And when I was hearing your voice, I felt immediately you are already giving spiritual messages to people. You're already telling people things that they need to hear. And I just want you to trust in yourself with that. I don't know if you question that, but when it comes to your own intuition, you already have the answers. And sometimes you have difficulties with stepping back from people. You have difficulties with emotions with people. But this is all normal stuff. You know, there's a lot of great shit coming for you. But you have a fire side, too. You got a lot of fiery energy. And there's pros and cons.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, we got a horoscope blamer here.
No, definitely not. But I certainly resonated with your last call. And I've definitely been on the receiving end of people, you know, saying, oh, that's drama. And it's just a way to deflect from what they don't want to hear, for sure.
Right.
So I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I get about you is the fiery thing. There's pros and cons to this. You draw a lot of people in. And this is because of your energy, the awesome person that you are, the sarcastic humor that you have, the ability to give the truth and give it when it's needed. But you attract people because spirits tell me is that you're very good looking. You hold the personality well. And so don't forget, though, there's going to be people that just don't even know why, besides all the greatness about you. And they're like, hi, you know, but you have the fiery side to you too, where don't fuck with you because you'll say what you got to say. I also hear questions about career and purpose and where that's going, but I want to give it to Holly there.
Okay, so the first thing that came to me was boundary. Like you, when you choose to help someone or you choose to care about someone, you do so 100%, and you do it very passionately. You do have strict boundaries, and you don't like for them to be crossed. I feel like someone has crossed a boundary recently with you. This is what my guides are telling me intuitively, that there has been a recent boundary that has been crossed, and you are mad
a little bit
at them. They brought out a side of you that you don't let a lot of people see. It's an emotional side, and you didn't like that they were able to get you there to that point. So that's what I'm first seeing here.
Absolutely right. It happened in a few different instances. And one, it was well received and there was a discussion about it. And then there's others where, you know, you think you have a good rapport with a friend or even with a family member. And once something, it's hard to unsee it. So my
and you really cared about this person and you like lost respect. Yeah.
Yeah. As a friend. Yeah. I lost. Yeah. It was a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me today.
The other person was a romantic interest, you know, and it was, and honestly, there was a much more adult, mature conversation that came about it, but that other person was sort of just gossiping about that, and, you know, it's not for them to, so that's just, it's just part of life. And it's not
you're,
family members too.
You're very intimidating, and it's not that you want to be. You have, you're very smart, you're very intuitive, you have, I want to say, and if I were to explain it in the best ways, you have a total package in a way. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the person that you're going to meet, you're going to meet them very soon. But you're meant to be with someone who isn't intimidated by you, but knows how to, I don't even want to say the words handle you. We're not handling anything. We're working together. And that's what is going to be happening. But I think what's also happening with this collective today is that we're clearing more and more shit out of our path. It's not that we wanted to. It's not that we really hoped that this would happen a certain way. But you're clearing out things that things and people and situations. But you're on this fiery road of speaking your truth to people. And this is it gets fun because it doesn't matter what people think anymore. It's about this is what I got to say. And now here's my piece. But you have the Wheel of Fortune in, as the obstacle. And for me, that's more so things coming to a completion, but also knowing that by things clearing the path and trusting in what's right for you, it's going to bring more great stuff in. You do have the 5, 6, 7 of Wands with the Hierophant. Don't be afraid to make decisions because those are the right ones. You just don't want to hurt people's feelings and you don't want to regret. It's not about regret. It's, for you, you've been here before, but it takes you to that mood where it's like, piss me off and I'm going to make the decision. And when I make the decision, it's too late. But that's really what's meant to happen sometimes. Make that choice. That's it. Done. And you're not meant to go back. I don't know why this is really coming up profoundly. Don't go backwards. You've thought about this before or someone has come back into your life. And this, I'm talking about more romantically. Really, it's, don't let people come back in romantically. They can come back as conversations, but like, hey, like, what's up? What, you know, what do you want? Because people want to come back and make things better, or they want to feel better about, I don't know. Just don't go backwards. You're meant to keep going forwards. You have a career change coming up, and I don't know if it's about a career change in a big way or just an evolution of growth in a way of more finances, but you have great opportunities coming for you. I just need you to be patient because something stopped you from moving forward the past couple of months. And it's not that it wasn't meant to happen. It's because divine timing and that clearing this path and then moving forward. And you're going to see why it's going to click. So there's things coming for you. Just keep doing your thing. And you need to go out and have fun more. You need to go out. You don't need a reason to celebrate. Go get a really good friend or, you know what, you're a bad bitch. You should be going out and having a drink by yourself, getting home safely, whatever, but go out and have fun. Put on your leather boots or whatever you got, those, you got some heel boots or something. You know which one I'm talking about. They're like your favorite. Go put those on because you've been looking at them and wondering why you're looking at them on the side. It's because you're telling yourself that you need to go out and wear those boots and have fun. So go do it. It doesn't matter if today's Tuesday. It's go have a awesome time Tuesday.
Thank you. And I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. I hope that this is not your only time calling in. Make sure you check out our social media links too. Holly's is on the top here. And Holly, do you want to add anything else? Sorry.
No, I feel like you covered a lot of it. It's, I also pulled the Wheel of Fortune, and for me, the Wheel of Fortune is about making sure that you do, because with the Wheel of Fortune card, you can literally just kind of go around that wheel and repeat a pattern if you're not careful.
Mm.
So as long as you've given yourself that time, which Joe has picked up on, that you've given yourself the time to kind of recuperate and allow yourself to adapt to whatever has happened recently. And then now it's time to, you know, pull yourself back out of it so that you don't repeat that pattern and you don't allow these things to get to you. I'm also, like, I keep getting this vision of Saturn
I don't know why. So I don't, and I don't know your birth chart or anything, but something with your Saturn placements, if you're into astrology, could be going on for you right now. I'm not a huge into astrology, into like a little bit, but sometimes like that will come up and I'll see it. So it could be like a Saturn return or
okay.
something like that going on for you. If you're,
mm-hmm.
you could be just be kind of going through a transitionary period like you would with a Saturn and owning your truth.
Yeah.
And it's like each time Saturn comes up, it's like a little bit more of, it's about truth, the truth
mm-hmm.
and who you are and owning your own truth.
Okay.
Yeah,
every
your
time something
Saturn,
happens harder, we learn.
Your Saturn return is going out and having enjoying your bad bitch side.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Holly. Well, I think we had a great time to the point where we're going to have
yeah,
you back on. Another show.
Absolutely.
Soon.
Yeah, just let me know. And I'm ready. Whenever you
appreciate
just
it.
Let me know a couple days in advance and if I'm available.
Yeah,
I'll
thanks for
the
last minute,
show.
Like day before
of
type
course.
Of thing. Cause,
yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, thanks for
time.
Listening.
I enjoyed it.
Make sure you follow Holly on social media and say hello, reach out, like her page. And we look forward to more shows and episodes and looking forward to also having Holly back. Even sometimes we'll have Candace and me, and maybe we'll have you on because it gets more fun that way. But all right, have a good rest of your day, Holly. Appreciate it.
You too, Joe. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
One, two, three, four, five.